This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On to how coverage of the rigging of an important interest rate is becoming a freedom of the press dispute. British prosecutors have muzzled the Wall Street Journal's coverage of the LIBOR scandal. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Next week, the British authorities are expected to name some of the traders implicated in the LIBOR scandal. But the Wall Street Journal jumped the gun. The paper published some of the names on its website. The Brits reacted furiously. The authorities here had a court order slapped on the journal. Stop publishing the story in Britain or see your European correspondent fined or even jailed. The UK has much tougher rules than the US about the reporting of criminal investigations. Even Adam Christie, a British Freedom of the Press campaigner, sympathises with the prosecutor.
I can understand why the prosecutors are being very careful about naming who they may or may not charge at this stage.
Some of the people named by the journal may not be charged and therefore, says Christie, may be unfairly tainted.
In this case, I think we have to be patient, and that's the key word, patient.
The Journal has removed the story from its website, but it says the British court order is a serious affront to press freedom. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.